Welcome to Naked Accounting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose. So, Magna.
So, Leon.
How can I put this one? Do you read like the comments that people put about you, write about you on online and stuff like that?
You mean like on my own videos and stuff that I post?
Well, and anywhere, yeah, like
or like random forums and stuff.
Well, I'm talking probably more about the random forums because I don't look at Twitter. I don't look at Twitter at all. I may post one or two things there, but you know how these celebrities always getting roasted or no, what's it called? Trolled
and roasted.
Yeah, well, it's more trolled. I'm talking about because I don't read Twitter, so I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm by no means a superstar where people would probably start a Twitter rant about me anyway. But I was thinking about like back in the days when they had like these forums, you know, where everybody would go in and post anonymously. Mm-hmm. And there was one forum that was started by, I think I know who started it. But anyway, there was this website everyone used to go to, and they used to just go off on anybody and everybody. It was like the Wild West of insults for no reason, but it was like really, really nasty. And they would just write a whole load of shit about me, Mario, about all the instructors at the time in London, and you know, a little bit of around Europe, I think. But it was really, really bad.
But what would they write?
The thing that I remember is that when they branched off and started a website, which was called, I think it was called the Bitch Forum, where it was just dedicated to writing shit about instructors.
So a forum dedicated to bitching, basically?
Yeah, basically. And it's not like... it's not like now we have a discussion on Facebook. I know people don't. It's not really a discussion because people are only writing what they feel.
Right.
But it was really a site where you could post your nastiest comments about anybody and feel free to do so because you're anonymous. When they started this new website dedicated for this, because the other one had other things, but it had a forum included. And this one, the first comment was, soon as the website went opened, Super Mario or Leon Rose, who's better? And then people just went off on me and Mario just writing shit. Like the first comment about Mario is Super Mario eats Big Macs.
Is that he does? But he does though. He likes McDonald's. So what? Yeah,
that is so stupid. And like mine was Leon is arrogant. And I saw people writing like they didn't really have much to say about me because I didn't do much. You understand? I was already started. I was doing my thing, and I was already traveling internationally. And it was like, Leon, he looks at people arrogantly.
That was it. What? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, but it was like they would find anything to say, but it was like a pointless website. And I was just thinking, because you know, like all these people getting all these comments, like new people coming in, and then everything's about social media, everything's about comments and likes, mm-hmm. and whatever else. But now it's all more a little bit more public, you can't hide. But what we went through back in the days with these anonymous forums, I don't even know if these forums exist anymore. Are there?
I'm pretty certain there are. I mean, I remember there was one called Salsa Forums.
I got attacked on that one by some crazy woman as well. I talked about that before one of the podcasts.
Yeah, so on that forum, I'm pretty certain they're still around. I don't know if it's all about anonymity there, but I mean, the most common attacks I would get is like, she's got no flavor, she's got no Latin sabor. Like, that's like the most common thing that I would get. Which is basically, I mean, again, I think it's a silly thing to do the comparison. First of all, like Leon to Super Mario, why would you make the comparison? You guys are such different dancers and different people, and you look different, and everything about you is different. So what exactly are you comparing? And then for me, if you're saying like, oh, she's got no Latin flavor and style. Like, are you comparing me to other people, like Latinas that have grown up around the music and look different, who are like voluptuous and have these like big hips? Like, I don't have that. You want me to shake my hips and somebody else to shake their hips? It's gonna look like I'm just standing there like a like shaking like I've got some kind of seizure. You
Yeah,
know, it's just not,
whatever you do, Magda, don't do that.
it's not, it's one, it doesn't have the same effect. And two, I remember actually getting a comment like that directly posted to one of my videos.
Oh, really?
It's, yeah, someone said, and sometimes I think maybe they don't realize, maybe they think that, oh, because it's my YouTube page, maybe someone else is managing it and I'm not directly involved with it, but I'm not at that level that I have someone else managing my entire page. So the comments come to me. And so
Yeah.
I remember someone writing something about, oh, this is nice, she's good, but so and so and so and so are better, right? And since they replied on my page, as I decided to engage with it, which usually I don't engage because it's really not worth it. Because, like you said, most people that say stuff are not trying to have a discussion to open their mind. They're just trying to let everyone know what they think, right?
Exactly.
And so I had replied and just said, well, you know, I appreciate you commenting. If you prefer these people's style, there's no point in comparing. Why don't you just go and watch their videos? Because like there's clearly something you enjoy, right?
Yeah.
You like hip movement, you like arm styling, you like certain things that I don't do in my dancing. So instead of coming to me and criticizing, why am I not doing what they're doing, just go and watch them. You know, save yourself the time and save yourself from looking like a negative person making a comment for no reason.
That reminds me of the time the guy asked me, I think I talked about this before. A guy asked me for a private lesson. And I started showing him some moves, and he said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to do what Shaka Brown does. He's like, why would you come and do a private with me?
Exactly.
Go and see Shaka Brown.
Which is one of the things that I seem to come across a lot now. Again, there's on YouTube, there's a lot of anonymity still. On Facebook, not
Yeah.
so much. I mean, you can create a profile and just put some random shit. I've seen lots of messages from those as well. But I don't know what it is about people saying things that are not constructive, that are not productive, that don't encourage the person. Like, I posted a video of a bachata and someone was like, oh, this is clearly not your dance. Because of one video that I was goofing around with my friend, they're like, oh, you can't be serious and you shouldn't dance bachata. I was like, dude, like, are you seriously telling me that I'm incapable of doing something because I wasn't trying in that moment? You're judging everything based on that, you know?
Yeah. Waste of time comments, you know. It's like when that forum, I tell you the truth, when that forum was going on, it was discouraging. I decided to stop doing all I was doing in London.
Wow.
I started to stop teaching around the UK, and I started traveling more. I said, yeah, you want to write shit about me? No problem. Go. So my point is, I don't read now. I try not to listen to those comments. I don't
Right.
read them. It's like whatever, you know. The stuff that I'm posting is just to have fun, you know. This I
Yeah.
don't like. I don't like this bullshit,
And
you
I don't
know.
understand why. When you could be constructive, there are ways to be constructive. Someone, if
Yes.
someone wanted to say, for example, something about like my Latin support, like it would be different if they said, oh, you know what? She doesn't have a lot of like Latin movement. It would be awesome to see Magna do Afro, right? Like it
Yeah.
basically says, you would like to see me do something. And it kind of encourages me to go out and try and do it, try and learn it, try and get better at it. Or I can say, you know what? It's not really my preference. I prefer doing what I'm doing right now. But just sitting there and saying, oh, she's okay, but she doesn't have any Latin styles. Like, what? That's not constructive. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, what do you want from me? Right? And it's the same with people who perform, right? That you get a lot of that stuff too. They're like, oh, yeah, that wasn't that good. It's like, well, so are you going to be constructive about it? Like, what exactly could they do to be better, you know? Or are you going to be clear about you expressing your own opinion? Not that they're not good, but that you don't personally have a preference for what they're
Yeah,
doing.
I've heard that, you know, look, as if you talk about fellow artists or even the up and comers, man, let's be constructive about it. If
Right.
somebody asks you if you don't like the show, fine, you know, if you've got an idea, give them a little hand, man. I don't mind doing that. I want to see people come up and do their thing. I'm not trying to keep
Right.
it all for myself. You know, it
Right.
is a bit of scandal for you.
Oh.
There was one instructor, big famous instructor. I won't say his or her name. His or her name. But there was a group of dancers that they idolized this guy, and
This
they went over to
guy,
his classes. This guy or this girl, they went over to do that person's glasses, classes. What am I talking about glasses for? It's
I don't
this coffee cup I
know.
have right next to me. Anyway, it's a coffee cup and nothing to do with glass. I don't know why I'm talking. Okay, so they went over and they did classes with him, and they were talking to him about they wanted to start a group, and he was like, he sat them down for an hour or so and told them so many reasons why they shouldn't be performing. And
Wow.
he used, or she used, me as an example of why not to be up on stage. Don't you think that's fucked up?
Dude, I've seen dogs on stage. I mean, if they can go on stage, shit, almost anyone can go on stage. But wow.
I don't personally believe that we should have like let any and everybody up on stage. I think there should be some kind of filter because, you know, if people are paying to see a show,
Right.
you know, you want to give them the best quality of shows that you can get. So I'm not there's two sides to this.
Right, of
You
course.
understand what I'm saying? So I'm not discouraging people from going up, but I do want, you know, like a good show in the Congress Theatre, have the promoters choose wisely to
Right.
entertain the crowds. But also
Right.
there are people that are up there, they're doing their thing, they're coming. And like for me, for example, I was already traveling, I was already doing my thing, getting paid to teach and perform all over the place. And this guy used me as a ref. This person, delete that from your minds. It may have been a man or may have been a woman. This person was saying that they should not get up on stage. And look at Leon Rose.
That's
Fucked
insane.
up.
Again, preference versus like an actual statement. I think people need to be a little bit more careful with that. But overall, I mean, if you have a bunch of people eager to learn and to form a group and to get out there, it's good to encourage them. I mean, like you said,
We
maybe
all
there's some
started
sh
one way, somewhere.
right. And maybe there's some shows that shouldn't be on, Saturday night's lineup, like late night lineup. Fine. Maybe they
Yeah.
have a afternoon showcasing instead. But still, if
Exactly.
you don't give them a chance to get up on stage and to get creative, I mean, you're never going to know what's out there. And there's so many dancers and so many groups that are like young performers, and they come up on stage and I'm like, holy shit, that was mind blowing. And they've only been dancing, or they've only had that team for a year.
Yeah,
And
there's
imagine if
some
they got
so much
discouraged.
talent, so much talent out there, and we should all, you know, be encouraging. This is, you know, we're not doing Hollywood movies.
Right.
We're doing a social dance, which has got to the point where we can perform it on stage and entertain the masses. You
Right.
know, salsa is winning competitions. Let's encourage the new crop that are coming up, and if we can help in any way, let's do that.
Right. And helping is not by telling people they don't belong on stage just because you have a space on stage. That's a
Exactly.
bullshit.
Stop being discouraging.
And also, you should encourage people to listen to this
You got it this
podcast.
time. You got it this time. You got that link. So yeah, definitely spread the word. Let them know that we are here and we are naked and counting.
Catch you on the next episode.
Ciao.